All right. It's June 17th, 2013. It's around 6:33 p.m. And we're back because Pitchfork once again has gifted us with a reason. Another 9.5, another hip-hop album, if you'll call it that.
You don't sound excited about it, David.
No, it's just a different feeling, because the other albums I actually hadn't listened to. This one I've listened to. I've given a great deal of listening to this album. So it's not that I'm not excited. I'm ready to rock.
Well, I can't wait to explore this album with you.
Yeezy season approaching, fuck whatever y'all been hearing, fuck whatever y'all been wearing. A monster about to come alive again. Soon as I pull up and park the Benz, we get this bitch shaking like Parkinson's. Take my number and lock it in. Indian hair, no moccasins. It's too many hoes in this house of sin. Real nigga back in the house again. Black Timbs all on your couch again. Black dick all on your spouse again. And I know she like chocolate men. She got more niggas off than Cochran, huh? On sight. On sight. How much do I not give a fuck? Let me show you right now before you give it up. How much do I not give a fuck? Let me show you right now before you give it up. Baby girl try and get a nut, and a girl try and give it up. Chop them both down. Don't judge them, Joe Brown. One last announcement. No sports ball, let's keep it bouncing. Everybody wanna live at the top of the mountain. Took her to the blues to try to sip the fountain. That's when David Gruttman kicked the air. But I got her back in and put my dick in her mouth. On sight. On sight.
Taking notes this time on things that I've thought, like how it doesn't really have a hook. Reminds me of like some things on Damaged by Black Flag, how they sort of have a hook, but it comes in kind of like harshly at the end or something. Like, not really a great example. I'm not sure exactly what I'm thinking, but you know how, like, spray paint the walls, but then it sort of just moves away after that, and then it comes back. So that's how I feel about when it gets to the on-site.
I can't think of any Black Flag songs offhand, that, except for the one that is covered by the Dirty Projectors.
Cool. I also thought, it's like a really conscious, like it's a good introductory song because it's really conscious that it's like making a statement that he's like, that you didn't expect that to be what his music was going to be like now. Like the part where the sample where it says, he gives us what we need, may not be what we want. he's like, this whole album is just like really consciously trying to.
I did not pick out that is what the sample says, but yes, that makes sense. Is a mission statement. I think he says some other stuff in the album as well. I've listened to it a couple times myself. Yeah, so cool. He doesn't need to make things that are popular. Or he's not super concerned with that. So you have a retreat of the... he had embraced you on the previous album.
Huh.
He had enclosed you in his teddy bear arms and brought you closer to his spirit. And in this one, he's more like... I imagine him like the Cyclops from X-Men, just shooting lasers everywhere.
Yeah, I guess you want to talk about the production?
His art is like the laser.
It's weird. It's weird. It's like it's not going to... It's not going to be able to have radio play, I feel. Because like people will be afraid that it won't make money or something.
But see, you're talking about the context, whereas Kanye is...
Yeah, he's trying... Well, he's
ascending
while he's like,
some ridiculous peak of something.
He's trying to like avoid the conversation about it by like basically blatantly... Or he's trying to create the conversation by creating something that will not be able to go mainstream, and thus go mainstream through the conversation.
Try to listen to that song the next time you listen to it without thinking of the Cyclops in an abandoned room lasering everything and just destroying vending machines and stairwells and breaking the building apart, basically.
On sight. With this.
Okay, let's get to the next song.
Your King Kong, middle America packed in. Can't they see me in my black skin? Number one question they asking. Fuck every question you asking. If I don't get ran out by Catholics, it comes to conservative Baptists. Claiming I'm overreacting like the black kids in Chirac, bitch. 4 a.m. and I'm zoning. They say I'm possessed. It's the omen. I keep it 300 like the Romans. 300 bitches. We're the Trojans. Baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted and you know it. So follow me, y'all, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass. And I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300 like the Romans. 300 bitches, we're the Trojans. Baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. Stop all that coon shit, right. Early morning cartoon shit,
right.
This is that goon shit. Fuck up your whole afternoon shit. I'm aware I'm a wolf. Soon as the moon hit, I'm aware I'm a king. Back out the tomb, bitch.
Right.
Black out the room, bitch.
Right.
Stop all that coon shit.
Right.
These niggas ain't doing shit.
Right.
Them niggas ain't doing shit. Come on, homie, what happened? You niggas ain't breathing, you gasping. These niggas ain't ready for action. Ready for action. Action. And I'm zoning, I think I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300 like the Romans. 300 bitches, we're the Trojans. Baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. So follow me, yeah, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass. God.
Besides the fact that it seems like Kanye mixes up Romans with Spartans in the movie reference, I've got a question for the audience, maybe for Cole, though, because I feel like he'll probably know, because he does a lot of the internet research or something. Like, did Chief Keef start, like, 300? Like, I keep it 300? Because Kanye seems to adopt it pretty heartily here.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I think it means, like...
It's an abbreviation of 360 degrees?
I think it's, like, 100% the best.
And 300% is three times.
Three, everybody likes threes? I don't know.
Well, Chief Keef will appear later on this album, who I'm just coming to be familiarizing myself with. He is, I have heard, well, I was very surprised to learn he's only 17 years old, firstly.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, someone told me that he is a real bad guy. And then I went to his Wikipedia page and...
Who told you that?
Brad Tremel.
Oh, I believe
he said that he's like a real bad guy. Example of like a Chicago hood violence gone crazy type thing. And I buy it. Having Google image searched him, he looks reckless. But then I went to his Wikipedia page, and Lupe Fiasco in an interview had said he is afraid of Chief Keef. And that's great, right? Like, Lupe Fiasco, you're a big pussy, and I understand why you would say something like that, but it seems like it'll reflect better on Chief Keef than it will you.
A joke they would make on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me would be like, it's so great that Kanye can make a post-racial album, and then everybody who was watching would laugh really, really hard. Or, you know, like the studio audience at Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Still in high school, sit the tight jeans, they ain't never like you. Pink ass polos with a fucking backpack, but everybody know you brought real rap back. Nobody has swag, man, we the rap pack. Virgil, Pyrex, Stassi, Snapback, I've been diamond, Shottown shining. Monopin' this bitch again, change the climate. Hoppin' this bitch again, same thing I'm in. Until the day I get struck by lightning. I am a god, so hurry up with my damn massage in a French ass restaurant. Hurry up with my damn croissants. I am a god. I am a god.
I am a god.
I just talked to Jesus. He said, "What up, Jesus?" I said, "Shit, I'm chilling. Trying to stack these millions. I know he the most high, but I am a close high. Mi casa su casa, that's our Costa Nostra." I am a god. I am a god.
I am a god.
Thank you.
couldn't have done it. I am a god.
Thank you. Probably the most reviewed lines of this album so far are, soon as they like you, make them unlike you.
And hurry up with Madame Croissant. Yeah, it changes if you listen closely. I only noticed it because we're listening to laptop speakers, but Kanye has done something to his voice for that line to really pull it out of the mix and like change it from the other parts of the song. He's aware of that line, and it's kind of like the funniness anyways.
I critiqued that line as like something that was like how Kanye doesn't understand like how irony functions. But now I might take that back, but it does seem like the kind of thing that like he doesn't understand why it's not that funny when he says that. But at the same time, I bet he's like, it's like I'm a god, but even when I'm at a restaurant, I have to wait for certain things. Like, I'm still human.
That's right. By talking about it, he implies the reverse. Instead of him being the dominant man in the situation,
he's like waiting for.
He's waiting for a croissant, source. Just like all you turds out there. You know, like I. You know what I hate more than anything is waiting in restaurants for stuff. You know, what's the worst thing about restaurants, and I wish this entire society would change. I think that people should give the bill when they give the food, and I hate waiting for.
I hate that too.
For people to come to give me the bill,
I've talked to a lot of people, and they say New York is the worst in the world about bringing the bill,
which is asinine because it's the most like valuable table space in the world.
I don't know. It's always been bad.
If you own a restaurant and you're listening to this, maybe you're a writer and you you also own a restaurant, which would be pretty cool, I think. Consider putting the people on the program of hooking that up. Though it's slightly impersonal, I could see other people who would want to be offended by that because they...
You want dessert.
Yeah, and they're just like, please don't rush me. We're having a nice time. I guess I'm just never having a nice time is the problem.
I'm having a nice time eating. I just want to leave when I'm done eating. I love eating at a restaurant. It's so nice. I just want to go get out as soon as it's done.
Yeah, me too. And that's unpleasant. But I guess because we met each other on the internet and we're friends, we come from the same interpretive community, and I think our characteristics,
certain people will
characteristic impatience funneled us into the same things, and one of those would be not being able to enjoy yourself after dinner, no matter how special the company, unfortunately, unless you can get something out of them, right? Then you turn it on like a lot.
Yeah, you got to eat the whole dinner if you're asking someone for something.
That's
never happened to me though.
Are you a god?
What do you think?
Do we identify with Kanye West when he says "I am a god"? And we're like, yeah, I sort of feel like that too.
No, because I'm like I'm very rooted in my non-godlike qualities.
Corporeality.
Corporeality. I was gonna say like
corporeality. I used it right.
All right, go ahead.
Corporeal. Corporeal. Corporeal, corporeal.
Do you think there's any validity in what Zachary says that he's pronouncing massage, like massage, about misogyny? Because I would never have thought that.
No. I'm going to get something.
It would take a certain amount of self-awareness that I think Kanye lacks. Though he has, you know, other self-awareness qualities. I think it's time to listen to my second favorite song on the album. It's called New Slaves.
It's called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell.
Yeah. My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race him. That's that don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race him. That's that come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Everybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slaves. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. You see his leaders and his followers, but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. I throw these Maybach keys, I wear my heart on the sleeve. I know if we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I see the blood on the leaves, I see the blood on the leaves. I know that we the new slaves, I see the blood on the leaves. They throwing hate at me, want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation, y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slave, I know that we the new slave. I'm about to wild the fuck out, I'm going Bobby Boucher. I know that pussy ain't free, you niggas pussy ain't me. Y'all throwing contracts to me. You know that niggas can't read. Don't want some Maybach keys. Fuck your Selah B. I know that we the new slave. Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. Y'all niggas can't fuck with Ye. Y'all niggas can't fuck with Ye. I moved my family out the country so you can't see where I stay. So go and grab the reporters so I can smash their recorder. Sit there confused with some bullshit like the New World Order. Meanwhile, the DEA teamed up with the CCA. They try and lock niggas up. They try and make new slaves. See, that's that probably on prison. Get your peace today. They probably all in the Hamptons bragging about what they made. Fuck you and your Hampton house. I fuck your Hampton spouse. Came on a Hampton blouse and then a Hampton mouth. Y'all about to turn shit up. I'm about to tear shit down. I'm about to air shit out. Now what the fuck they gonna say now?
Is supposed to give, one of the functions of art is to provide compensatory glimpses of freedom.
It's a nice song. It's nice. I don't like songs that are supposed to be super like political. Like, I don't really like any art that's like primary ambition is to like be political, but this one is good.
What about 1984?
I said most.
What about Animal Farm?
When you just cited two Orwell books, and I don't really like Animal Farm.
I like Animal Farm more than 1984.
I like 1984 more, but I haven't read either one since seventh grade, so take it as you will. I love it. 1984, though. I think...
Can we talk about Alexander Wang?
I would love to. I didn't think you would want to, but...
Okay. I thought he just made women's wear.
No, man.
But I guess I know he's branching out.
I'm trying to think of the Alexander Wang shirt that I saw in Williamsburg last weekend, and it said like step back, Alexander Wang. It said something like that. Like,
so it was like calm the fuck down.
It was like that, but it was weird. Nicole was like, damn, we're gonna get sued, like writing Alexander Wang on a shirt. And I was like, that must be an Alexander Wang shirt. But I didn't look it up. I can't be sure. It's like,
seems like a siege into that Supreme lawsuit against who, the girl who called, who made a shirt that said Supreme Bitch. And then the woman behind the inspiration behind Supreme, who's an artist I don't really know too much about, in her 50s or something, wrote an email to a journalist with a .doc attachment that just said those guys are ass clowns or something. That's funny, I guess. But a lot of people like that because they got to see this hip brand getting their comeuppance from this established artist. Anyways, I don't really care about that. But like Alexander Wang,
spending everything.
He's really blown up. It's cool that like he's in a lot of the Kanye West and Jay-Z songs. And maybe those are the only ones. I don't hear Chief Keef talking about Alexander Wang, though. I haven't listened too closely.
I bet ASAP says Alexander Wang.
He probably does. But anyways,
yeah, that's cool. I could not believe that t-shirt. It was so weird.
I don't view him as being underground or something, but...
I don't think he... I mean, to me, he seems like if Kanye is talking about him, he couldn't be like super... Like, I don't know. Can't be underground at all. Once Kanye even says your name, you're no longer underground. That's how big... We seem to.
How's everybody out there? How's everybody out there right now?
Sup Colville, sup Stinson, sup maybe probably Buttercup's out there.
Buttercup's out there. He's definitely out there.
We can only hope maybe Tim Sanders is out there.
Shout out.
Who else cares about this? Nobody. All right. I wanted to say that the song seems like a throwback to Jesus Walks a bit. And I don't think I have to say why, but listen to the two together, and there's like a moment.
To the hustlers, killers, murderers, drug dealers, even the cripples.
Yeah, that song's good, though.
You know what's a good song that I forgot about by Kanye West? Do you know what's a good song that I forgot about by Kanye West? Good morning. That was horrible.
I like really the part that goes... There.
Sorry, guys. That's really good, though. And then the Nothing Else on that album is good.
Kanye! You said you were going to do it for the kids! Oh, you were going to do it for the kids, Kanye! Oh, that's bullshit, Kanye!
That's some Eddie Murphy shit, I think.
You think that's Eddie Murphy?
No, but it sounds like it.
No, it just sounds like an Eddie Murphy. It sounds like somebody, character. Like a Rockefeller intern. They're like, do a funny old man voice and complain about Kanye.
Yeah, I think it's somebody in Los Angeles, and
that Rockefeller intern turned Maybe out you to could be the my game.
Intern. An intern, I'll show you how to cook up summer in the winter. That's a really cool
That's
one.
What yeah. the game says, and I reached out to Kanye, because he's the voice on College Dropout. I like that song, Good Morning, too.
It's good. And they have a... What is it, like Murakami, but the other Murakami who did the cover art? It looks so silly and dated now, but in a way that's just like, yeah, we're going to look back at that.
Is probably. That Graduation?
The one yeah, where Graduation.
Shooting up into the air?
We'll probably look back on that and be like, oh man, like that was a weird, not a weird time, but like it does not look like something that came from another time.
I hardly listen to like Graduation or Late Registration. I never listen to 808s. I don't think I've listened to it all the way through ever.
There was one really good song on 808s. It was the one with the drums.
This isn't a college dropout, Twisted Fantasy, and now Yeezus, evidently.
Well,
I'm not going to have as much to say about this next Chief Keef song. I feel like we're overwhelming these people with minutes and minutes of talk.
Okay, let's go, listening back to, party. Let's go back to the music, guys.
Listening to voice.
I can hold my liver, but this man can't handle me. Dark and lonely now, on Chicago South Town. I'm on the Indiana. I heard it in the radio now.
Can't handle no liquor, but these bitches can't handle me. I can't control my niggas, and my niggas, they can't control me. You say you know me, my nigga, but you really just know the homie. I'm back out my coma, waking up on your sofa. When I park my Range Rover, slightly scratch your Corolla. Okay, I smash your Corolla. I'm hanging on a hangover. 5 years we've been over. Ask me why I came over. One more hit and I can own ya. One more fuck and I can own ya. One cold night in October, pussy had me floating. Feel like Deepak Chopra. Pussy had me dead. Might call Tupac over. Yeezy's all on your sofa. These the red Octobers. Still ain't learned me no manners. You love me when I ain't sober. You love me when I'm hungover. Even when I blow Doja. Then an auntie came over. Skinny bitch with no shoulders. Telling you that I'm bogus. Bitch, you don't even know us. Baby girl, he's a loner. Baby girl, he's a loner. Late night organ donor. After daddy disown ya. After that, it's just hopeless. Soulmates become soulless. When it's over, it's over. And bitch, I'm back out my coma. But these bitches can't handle me. I can't control my niggas, and my niggas, they can't control me. You say you know me, my nigga, but you really just know the homie.
I heard you need a new fed, a new.
So for those of you that care about the kinds of electronic music that appear on this album, there is something that lists all the kind of electronic music that appears on this album. And I can't tell like the difference between electronic music, but I think that one is supposed to be like something different. Anyway,
that's the most Chief emo.
Chief Keef on the album. So
he's a bad guy.
There, you may know from the Finally Rich LP, the song Hate Being Sober.
I hate being sober.
And so Kanye says, love me even then I'm so, like he said, like, love me even when I'm sober, something like that on that song. But if I may digress, to talk a little more about Chief Keef. So, like, Katy Perry tweeted that Hate Being Sober was, like, a bad song because it represented, like, the sad state of our generation, like, that people hate being sober. And Chief Keef, like, tweeted a bunch of things like he was going to, like, rape her or something because he was mad that she said
he's
that.
He's bad. He's a bad guy. He does not care. He wants to be...
And I think he scared her because she tweeted back to him, like, no, I wasn't talking about, like, that you wrote a bad song. She was like, it's just sad. Like I think you wrote a good piece of art because it points out the sad problem of our generation. And then he went, oh... Now that I realize what you're talking about, I'm sorry. Like in so many words on Twitter. He tweeted back to her and he's like, so his beef died over like the course of a few hours.
He might be a thug, but he's got a heart of gold.
Right.
It's so, the streets that raise him.
How can you not relate to someone who says something like really bad in anger, but then is willing to say, I'm sorry?
I don't know. That's basically most of my friendships, I think, at this point. Yeah. I mean, maybe you can speak to this as well. I always feel closer with people who have been my enemy at some point.
Mm.
People who I think see through me and who I see through as well. And we can have
being
this.
Being able to walk away mad at someone and then hang out with them later is good.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think
I've done that with everybody.
But again, we're, you know, distinct tastes filtered.
This is
right.
This is, well, you know, we're talking to the community. HTML giant crowd. Maybe they'll
right.
join
so
us.
I'd venture that the people in HTML are giant versus the greater literary community or the greater community of readers. I would venture that they are more aligned with people who...
Like Chief Keef.
People like Chief Keef who... Who have antisocial attitudes.
The impulse of the artist. But the great emotional well that that artist's impulse comes from and that he's able to introspect back into to apologize or, you know, if not apologize,
I think you're thinking about it too much. I think he's probably just baked, and he was like, oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, shit, you know.
I think I like that part where it goes, on that song.
Uh-huh.
And that, it's weird, the song peaks about a minute in, and then you've got like four more minutes. But
yeah, but remember on the Dark Fantasy, and I listened to that like 300,000 times as someone discovered recently when they were looking through my iTunes play count.
300,000?
Yeah, no, I mean like that was an exaggeration, obviously, but you broke my flow and now I'm not forgetting. Anyways, a lot of the songs on Dark Fantasy, like they had this kind of extra movement at the end of the track and... It was kind of incredible to me how they could have that and not destroy the momentum of the overall thing. And it was like very cool to me. And like it just sort of like it would make this big statement and then it would groove on the implications of the emotion created by that statement and drew me closer to, I think, the performer Kanye West.
He's doing that in another way.
This is the only song that has that, I think.
No.
Maybe the
Guilt Trip has it.
Blood on the Leaves.
Blood on the Leaves doesn't have it. Guilt Trip has it. We have half the album left. We should keep going.
We're going back into it, guys.
Damn, your lips very soft. as I turn my BlackBerry off, and I turn your bathwater on, and you turn off your iPhone. Careless whispers, eye fucking biting ass, neck, ears, hand, legs, eating ass. Your pussy's too good, I need to crash. Your titties, let them out, free your last. Thank God Almighty, they free your last. We was up at the party, but we was leaving fast. Had to stop at 7-Eleven like I needed gas. I'm lying, I needed condoms, don't look through the glass. Chasing love, all the bittersweet, I was lost. Eating Asian pussy, all I need was sweet and sour sauce. Tell your boss you need an extra hour off. Get you super wet after we turn the shower off.
That's all done, done. Don't say what? That's all done, done. Don't we deal with action thing? That's a bad man thing, and that man. Action thing, you're a bad man thing. A bad man, if you know, say disrespect, we no take. No way, Jose, try that pan February the 30th. That's hard, could have tried that, no day. When we roll on, find your black, no matter piece of the world spray, like I was sunk. When we roll on, find your black, no matter piece of the world spray, like I was sunk. We are the smack and code day, cause we beat murder charge like OJ.
That's right, I'm in it. Picked up where we left off, I need you home when I get off, you know I need that wet mouth, I know you need that reptile, she cut from a different textile, she love different kind of sex now, black girl sipping white wine, put my fist in her like a civil rights sign, and grabbed it with a slight grind, and held it to the right time, then she came like, ah! That's why I'm in it and I can't get
that's
out,
all them kind. Don't
that's
say
why
what?
I'm in it and I can't get
that's
out,
all them kind. We deal with action ting, cause a bad man ting at that mind.
That's right, I mean it.
I'll be gone, no, grab that app, set you close.
Take it too far now, Michael Douglas out the car now, got the kids and the wife life, but can't wake up from the nightlife, I'm so scared of my demons, I go to sleep with a nightlight, my mind move like a Tron bike, Papa Willie on the zeitgeist, I'm finna start a new movement, being led by the drums, I'm a rap lick priest, getting head by the nuns, they don't play where I'm playing, they don't see what I'm saying, they be balling in the D-League, I be speaking swag Healy.
I've got a theory about how Pitchfork reviews things. And it's like they hadn't given a score. I guess they gave like a 9.6 to Animal Collective, and then they gave the 10 to Kanye the following year. And then 6 months later, and you know, Bon Iver appeared on that album in a pretty crucial way. And then 6 months later, Bon Iver got like a 9.5. There's like a 9.5 or one or two every year. And it's like usually just becomes the best album of the year, no question. We went through this last year, and then we had to do Kendrick and Frank showed down at the end. Obviously, Frank was better, but who also appeared on this album. But like, did Kanye create that Bon Iver? Did he create momentum so that Bon Iver could come off like an amazing, eminent musical masterpiece, one of the last tracks, and then put out his own thing and then get raised up even higher? Like, feel like all the critics are entwined.
Are you sure you've
in
got
this...
the release dates right?
Yeah.
Is the that one was before his new one?
Yeah, November 2010 is when Twisted Fantasy came out.
What about the Bon Iver one?
Bon Iver came out in like June 2011. It was like 6 months
later. I
found
that very boring, that one.
It's good, but it's, I don't know, it's good. I like the horns on it.
We got a tweet in. Just kidding.
People
are tweeting at us.
I wanted to know about Joe. If you wanna call in, if you want.
Oh, shucks, come on.
We're gonna be here on the Wait, Don't Tell Me website, please. It's 177 Wait. So
do you guys like this? Is anyone getting anything from this?
7-Eleven condoms thing, they says, where he says, don't look through the glass. He's like, I had to go get condoms from 7-Eleven. Don't look through the glass. Imagine had you been that guy, that 7-Eleven worker.
Like, head down, motherfucker.
He's like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm condoms.
Keep your head down.
It's like, can't believe it. At first, it probably wouldn't register with you that you're looking. I mean, again, I don't care about celebrities, but it probably, if I saw Kanye, I wouldn't immediately realize it was him.
Just because, like, saw him once,
I see people a lot. I see people every day, all over the place. I'm seeing somebody right now. I hear somebody's voice. So, yeah, you think that guy was later like, shit, Kanye's bought condoms from the 7-Eleven. That must have been a moment.
Oh, shit, Mr. West, I'm your biggest fan.
Mr. West.
Whose coochie are you getting into tonight? That's none of your fucking business. Don't look at me.
Don't look through the glass. Damn.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's Jamaican on this album.
Kanye West actually has erectile dysfunction, like, very frequently because he's very caught up in his own shit. And,
Kanye's not actually good at sex. That's why he raps about it a lot.
But he doesn't rap about it that much. David was saying earlier during the song that he thought that this was a disturbing line about his fisting a woman like the civil rights sign. But that if Danny Brown said it, David would
I said if Danny Brown said it. If Danny Brown said, put my fist in her like a civil rights sign, I'd find it weird. But if Danny Brown said, put my fist in her because I fucking like to fist her, I would think that was funny. Because Danny Brown is, like, not trying to create, like, a message through his lyrics. He's like, on that track, I Will, he's actually just saying he will eat any girl's pussy as long as it's not really, really rank.
So if I'm Kanye West's girlfriend, and I'm gonna, this is not a sexual metaphor.
And you just had a baby with
As him. His listener, if I'm his girlfriend, like, he showed remarkable character and sensitivity, I think, like, last time he was around. And now he's getting kind of more into this mood where he's like a little bit more dominant.
He's gonna talk about
and
choking
I think so.
Later.
So listen, like no, like this is not a sex thing. So this again, it comes back to the Cyclops thing. So now he's more dominant and more like, yeah, that's right, fucking blanket or whatever. That's, I don't fucking care, you know. Like he's not trying to get me off anymore, which is attractive for different reasons, right? Like some people just want to get fucked, and I think a lot of people. Well, I think it's probably there's two sides of all things, anyways. But
you would be turned on that he was sort of using you.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like that.
So then you don't like the album. But then it's like the people who are in his corner, like the Pitchfork reviews and everybody is like, yeah, you know, this isn't as emotionally gratifying as our previous lovemaking session, but we still think he's a keeper. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's kind of like now he's,
still be with
he's kind of getting abusive on us.
But I want him to... And he will, later in the album, he will say, I want to fuck you hard in the sink, and then when it's over, give you something to drink, which I think is sweet. He says that he wants to be nice, even though he's just going to use you.
I feel like Kanye West's career trajectory is going to be a lot like Prince for the next 15 years.
Yeah, but it's already different than Prince.
To the point where he'll be like Prince, where like nobody thinks about Prince anymore. And Prince could release an album and nobody would care. But people still revere Prince as being an important contribution to
the history of popular music. That, though, because Prince didn't have like six hit albums before he like fell off.
I think he did.
Six?
In the 80s. Yeah, I think he was a really big star. Anyways, so I guess Kanye...
We weren't there for it.
Kanye, give me a little bit of sugar, you know?
I'm ready for it.
I want something stable.
You're not going to get it from this next
changing.
Track, Adam.
I think Kanye West is bipolar.
Well, you would have to know about his lows. I think his highs are very evident.
I think I hear his lows in his music.
Dude, you're talking about bipolar from like an outside standpoint. You know, people like when they've got bipolar, like they don't get out of bed and stuff. That's an incentive. We don't know enough about Kanye.
That sounds like somebody who has bipolar who also wants it to be their reason for not getting out of bed.
Dude, that's not true, man. I think
Newt Hampson is also bipolar. And I think
isn't he dead?
He was incapable of like being in the world, and his career and his entire oeuvre kind of shows that. He's like, you know, at the beginning he's trying to become a writer and he's starving because he has all these principles and thoughts and stuff. And to the point where he's kind of removing himself from society in his mid-career, and at the end he just writes these pastoral books, which are very nice. But I think, and you know, I wouldn't be the first person to say that his protagonist may be bipolar or anything like that. But I think Kanye West has a similar thing. Like, he's just too, I don't know, wanting to dominate or something. And
God bless his daughter. See how she turns out.
Yeah, anyways, exciting artist, I think, really more free in a lot of what he does and the way he thinks about it than the great majority of...
Scary. You bipolar?
No, I don't know.
This next song's trash. Skip it.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees, blood on the leaves.
I just need to clear my mind now. It's been racing since the summertime.
Please.
Now I'm holding down the summer now.
Please.
And all I want is what I can't buy now.
Blood on
Cause
the
I ain't got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait.
Please.
Yeah, I told you to wait.
Please.
So I'ma need a little more time now.
Blood.
Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I thought you could wait. Yeah, I thought you could wait. These bitches surrounding me.
Black bodies.
Oh, want something now, man. Then they talk about me. Would be lost without me. We could have been somebody. Thought you'd be different about it. Now I know you not it. So let's get on with it. We could have been somebody. Said you had to tell somebody. Let's take it back to the first party. When you tried your first smile, it came out of your body. It came out of your body. Running naked down the lobby. And you were screaming that you love me. Before the limelight tore you. Before the limelight stole you. Remember we were so young. When I would hold ya. Before the blood.
I
know you.
Strange fruit.
Something strange happened.
From the poplar trees. From the poplar trees.
Shot up first smiling. It came out of our body. It came out of our body. Yeah. Before they call lawyers. Before you try to destroy us. How you gonna lie to the lawyer? It's like I don't even know ya. I gotta bring it back to the new. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down with my niggas. I ride with my niggas, I die for my. I'm on the
to all my second stream bitches. Try and get a baby, try and get a baby. Now you talking crazy. I don't give a damn if you used to talk to Jay-Z. He ain't with you if Beyonce need to stop acting lazy. She Instagram herself like bad bitch alert. He Instagram his watch like mad rich alert. He only wanna see that ass in reverse. $2,000 bag with no cash in your purse. Now you sitting courtside, wifey on the other side. Gotta keep them separated, I call that apartheid. Then she said she pregnantated, that's the night your heart died. Then you gotta go into your girl and report that. Main reason, cause your pastor said you can't abort that. Now your driver say that new Benz, you can't afford that. All that cocaine on the table, you can't snort that. That going to that, all that money that the court got. On and on the alimony, yeah, yeah, she got you, homie, yeah. Till death, but do your part, unholy matrimony.
Black bodies swinging in the summer breeze. Strange hanging from the poplar trees, from the poplar trees.
Micheladas out there.
How did you learn about micheladas, David?
It was last summer. Didn't have very much money, but I did buy 2 micheladas last summer.
From where?
One from Caracas, which is in a rapist place. Yeah. And then I bought another one at a place called Chavela's. In Crown Heights.
I learned about them when I was in Mexico City recently.
So good.
And I want to say hi to Johannes Thumfart, who introduced me to micheladas and I think has probably 30% chance of listening to this, maybe smaller.
It's a pretty high chance to be this far.
But I actually also went, you know, in Mexico City, a michelada is lime with beer and ice, like lime juice, beer and ice. Elsewhere in Mexico, a michelada includes tomato juice, tomato juice.
he was afraid to pronounce
and
it.
And other things like Worcester sauce.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
I
other things
that.
Like that. Anyways, I prefer the Mexico City michelada. But if you go to another place in Mexico and you're confused and you want the Mexico City michelada, you can just ask them for a chelada. And sometimes they'll bring you lime. You know, so not lemon juice with the beer.
That sounds all right.
It's not as good because it's too tart. So the lime is important. So if you're going to order a chelada, I would recommend getting the lime.
Why is
asking for
this
lime.
One's coming up again? That's a mistake, isn't it?
Yeah, I must have dragged it in there twice.
It's okay. I don't want to say too much about that track because I don't want to give it any credit. But I do want to say I feel like it's pretty wild what he says about Jay-Z and Beyonce Instagramming and stuff. I think it's bad to one, talk about your friends like that, and like talk about like how girls were trying to hit on him, and you were like, no, he's with Beyonce now. It's not like he's with Beyonce now. It's been about a decade. I don't know. It just seems stupid trying to like
name drop
when you're already famous.
Like Jay-Z never says anything about Kanye, but Kanye West kind of like maybe it's because Kanye is more emotionally honest than Jay-Z. That Kanye West is always seeming like he has almost a bone to pick with Jay-Z, and maybe that's something that really makes you relate to him.
Well, Kanye's on Jay-Z's level,
he's so
too.
Real, yeah.
Kanye's on Jay-Z's label. He's also on Jay-Z's level, and Jay-Z's not on Kanye's level for whatever reason.
But Jay-Z is the paternal figure. Or if you think that they're brothers, maybe Jay-Z is the older brother, and he's kind of wise, and he knows how to play the game, and Kanye is like this young shithead who lashes out.
Well, and also, the older, I mean, they say the genius is never born first in families. So maybe Kanye is the younger brother who's a little bitch, but he would be the genius or something.
Keep in mind, they're not real brothers. And let's go to the next song.
Yeah, try and get this through.
I need to call it on. I need to make it now. Another one. Was in the trios, was all the trips to Rio. Couldn't help, it's getting cold. Better bring your ski clothes, peek it through the keyhole. The door locked by myself, and I'm feeling it right now. Cause it's the time when my heart got shot down. Lock up, lock up, lock up, lock up, lock up. Pour a little champagne cranberry. Lock up, feeling lied to like parents never say you could. It's like Zulu to nothing. It's a shocker. I hit her with Jamaican dick. I'm the new Shabba. She looking for a daddy. Call me Big Papa. On to the next saga. Focus on the future and let the crew knock her. Star Wars fur. Yeah, I'm rocking Chewbacca. The one chief rocker. Number one chief rocker. Oh.
Yeah.
collective song.
One thing that hovers over this album and its press that we discovered and didn't know hadn't been addressed really. Isn't the band Death Grips more this than this?
Yeah. When I first listened to this album on Thursday or Friday, whenever it leaked, I was listening to it on the subway, very hungry, on my way to buy a burrito. And when it was over, I had a very bad headache, and the first thing I did was put on The Money Store. And it alleviated my headache in a way.
The Money Store is horribly difficult to listen to.
But it's more this than this.
You're right.
So that's why I did it, because I wanted to get a baseline for this. And it's weird that you imagine Kanye is aware of this group.
There's similarities in marketing too.
Right, like the Gorilla style.
Why didn't
style
he bring
stuff
in the Death Grips people?
Probably because they didn't want to.
I wonder.
I wouldn't be surprised if he contacted them and they said, "I want no part in here."
Yeah, those guys seem so weird in all their press, right? They'd be like,
"That guy Zach Hill has been around for a really long time, just doing anti
everything
popular music."
Anyways,
I love the patois on this record.
Maybe he was totally like in love with Death Grips.
It does,
because they also
way
have a very good visual thing, and I think Kanye West has a good visual sensibility as well.
It's fucked.
But
it's fucked that they're not getting press off this album that, if not bites their style, is a tribute to their style.
That band could completely disappear, like never make anything again, and people would completely forget it.
I wouldn't. I love that. I love that album, The Money Store. It's so good.
I don't like listening to any of it because it's too in your face.
But it's in your face in an aggressive way that's like more aggressive than this.
Did Death Grips deny Kanye West? He was like, "I'll take you guys to Paris," and they're like, "No thanks."
I would not. I know they're working on a new album or something right now. I would not be surprised if they said, "We don't want the press that goes along with a major superstar."
Those guys are the kind of guys who could be like, "We're not even working on an album. We're doing something else right now. Like, we're working on..."
Oh, wait, no. One is working on a film.
There you go.
Writing a movie. You can read it all on the internet. But for now, we're trying to get through this thing. So you want to put on the next song?
The next song.
Reliving the past. You're lost.
Rockstar bitch call me Elvis. M.O.B. she call me selfish. Success got him jealous. Shorty's killing while I'm drilling. Tattoos how they break the news. It was real if you made the news. Last night my bitches came in twos, and they both suck like they came to lose. Dropped out first day of school, cause niggas got cocaine to move. I be going hard, I got a name to prove. Killing them, hurt they hard, make the pain improve. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. Send this bitch up, it can't go down. Get send this bitch up, it can't go down. Get send this bitch up, it can't go down. Get send this bitch up, it can't go down.
This the crazy shit in the club. Sis in the club. It's so packed, I might ride around on my bodyguard back like Prince in the club. She said, "Can you get my friends in the club?" I said, "Can you get my Benz in the club? If not, treat your friends like my Benz. Park their ass outside till the evening end. When I go raw, I like to leave it in. When I wake up, I like to go again. When I go to work, she gotta call it in. She can't go to work, same clothes again. And I hard coated in the soles of men. Louboutin on the toes again. Tight dress dancing close to him. Jesus just rose again."
We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down. We can send this bitch up, it can't go down.
whether things are good or bad. It's just the memories that you have.
Say what you will about that song we just heard. That outro right there, talking about the subjectivity of memory and how memory isn't a real thing but a function, that's amazing. It's crazy. And it's so true. But it's like this whole album is just about a completely removed person from reality. And so that maybe even if all he does have is his memories, he doesn't even believe, you know, the validity of that or something. Or just like the idea that it's a memory is how it exists to him. There is no reality. There's just Kanye.
Time, memory.
We're gonna hear at the end the best song on the album, the most classic Kanye song. Beautiful sample of the Ponderosa Twins plus one.
I've never heard a sample described as beautiful.
It's such a beautiful sample because it's like most, I mean, it's like, it's just like a lot of, it's a, you know, you'll hear it. I don't have to explain it to you. It's a beautiful sample. This band thought they were going to be the next Jackson 5, according to Wikipedia. It's really just a nice song. He says, I want to fuck you hard on the sink. After that, give you something to drink. He talks about how, like, for Christmas, he asked his bitch if she want, if or if he could have other bitches. It's, like, really honest and weird and vulnerable, but it's also, like, about him and
Kim.
So this
is the point, like, me as the lover of Kanye West, not as, I mean, it's not like I love him, but, like, as his lover, I have just been roughed up by him, and he's making concessions.
Yeah, he's being nice now.
He's like,
he roughed us all up on this record, and now he's gonna give us something to drink.
Not as hard as Death Grip roughed us up, right?
He says, "What would Jerome
Romy
Romy Rome think?"
You
want to
get fucked hard? Listen to Death Grips, right?
And then he says, "Jerome is in the house. Watch me now." Which is like a reference to the show Martin. So I think that him and Kim really like that show together. So,
adios.
Thanks for listening, guys. Think
adios,
about that show Martin while you listen to this song. Imagine that.
Remember the sidewalks.
The niggas lame and you know it now. When a real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, Brad reputation. I turned the nightclub out of the basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutton winding around all these Jamaicans. This that prom shit. This that what we do, don't tell your mom shit. This that red cup all on the lawn shit. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon, bitch.
I know you're tired of loving with nobody to love. Nobody,
nobody. Honey.
Close your eyes and let the word paint 1,000 pictures. One good girl is worth 1,000 bitches. Bam. Fuck you hard on the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get spunked on a mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome Romy Rome think? Hey,
You remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. You know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes I got the worst rep. But ayy, the backstroke I'm trying perfect. And ayy, ayy yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So ayy, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bitch for other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church steps. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long adverses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept. Jerome's in the house, watch your mouth. Jerome's in the house, watch your mouth. Your mouth, bam.